When there is resistance, was it hard to get the resources you needed?
Well, in the beginning, it was. I mean, we were trying to convince people that this was not something that was going to go away. This is something that was going to get worse and worse.
To raise awareness, the AIDS Memorial Quilt was unveiled on the National Mall.
Joe Fratini.
His organizers read the names of those who died. Some shared their stories publicly, including actor Rock Hudson, teen Ryan White, who tested positive after a blood transfusion, Real World star Pedro Zamora, and basketball legend Magic Johnson. In 1995, a combo therapy known as the AIDS cocktail was ushered in, followed by even better medications offering hope. But there was no cure for the stigma.
Right now, there are millions of people with HIV suffering from social rejection because they and other people believe that they're infectious, and they're not.
Diagnosed in 2003, Bruce Richmond says he was terrified of giving HIV to someone else.
So I didn't love. I isolated myself. I was depressed, and at times I was suicidal.
But then he learned medication could reduce his viral load to undetectable levels, meaning he couldn't transmit the virus. So Bruce started an advocacy group and coined the phrase "U equals U." Undetectable equals untransmittable, a message endorsed by the CDC.
It gave me hope. It meant that I could be intimate. People with HIV can live healthy lives and not pass on the virus to anyone, and that's a revolution.